Echo Romeo Number One Whiskey Pacific.
ДТМФ отключен.
А да не, Антош, просто проверить хотели. Ну что там, началось, нет?
Please stand by.
WJ monitoring.
Oscar November Zero Victor Bravo Tango.
KC9BWJ monitoring.
KC9BWJ, please stand by. We're hoping for ISS pass over Golden. KC9AXZ.
Okay, I'll stand by. Besides missing my family, there are some foods that I miss. And lately I've been really missing some fried chicken, and I don't know why, because I don't eat it very often on the planet, but boy, what I would give for a nice box of fried chicken at this time. Over. Hey Mary, you bet it is. In fact, it took me 2 weeks to figure out how to do things, because everything floats away all the time. In fact, even with all of our experience, sometimes things get away from us and we have to kind of go look for them. And the best place to find something that's floated away that we don't know where it is we go to a ventilation duct, and usually that sucks the missing piece into it, onto the screen, and then we know where to find it. But it's really tricky sometimes, over. Hello, McKenzie. Yeah, you know, most of our meals, we don't have a microwave or refrigerator, so everything is freeze-dried or just kind of like in cans. And so we have a small food warmer, and we have hot water to constitute the food. But I don't have vegetables up here, believe it or not. Accurate, or so we can use, we use our space gloves on these tools with big handles. So we have a set of tools for the inside and a set of tools for the outside. Over. Well, Sarah, I think you're best to come up into the space. My favorite planet was, and I would say Mars or Saturn or something, but now my favorite planet is planet Earth. Over. Well, Janice, really great to hear your voice. It was really nice talking to the students. And I used to be a student myself, and any advice I can give is just be a good person, always do the right thing if you can. Stay in school, study hard, and then do your job as best you can. So be good, study hard, and sometimes in life things won't go the way you want, but never give up. I never gave up on my dreams, but now every day I'm flying aboard the space station and I couldn't be happier. So it's my pleasure to talk to you all today. Wishing you all the best from the International Space Station. This is Mike Fink, NASA Science Officer. Goodbye.
KC-90 exit with the downlink.
That's about it on this side, guys. He's starting to fade out for me.
Hey, can I come in here? What exactly happened then? Were you doing that downlink, Bernie? KC-8YJB, was that you, over?
Somebody dropped the link, I guess, before. I didn't have it set up properly or whatever, but I just turned my rig on, and I'm in a Cleveland here, so I was copying him, and my beam is vertical, unfortunately. I was just kind of swinging it the direction of the station there as he was coming overhead, but he was full-scale, a peak conversation there.
Okay, Bernie. Well, I want you to let you know that I'm very grateful. This is Ian, D3ZHI. You more or less saved the day. I don't know what went wrong, but with John, I will find out and we'll talk to him later. I obviously had a problem, but it was great for you to do that, and that's much appreciated. It gave everybody the opportunity. I mean, there's 57 people in the AMSAT room now, and we've achieved what the goal was, and that was to relay the space station audio around the world using Echolink. So from that point of view, it was a success. And I'm very pleased with that because I was in a conference call with them, which was set up by NASA on Wednesday, and we were just talking all about this. It was arranged at short notice, so we didn't really know how it would work and what it would be like. So I'm really pleased that you were able to do that, Bernie, and thank you very much. G3ZHI.
Okay, I'm glad to be able to help there. The last time they came over, they made a contact with one of the local schools here, and they were trying to call them, and the school wasn't quite making contact, so I had my little HT with a 5/8 ground plane, and just walking around the patio in the back, and I contacted them to let them know that they were full scale where I was located, that the school was a little bit further away, and keep trying them, and within about 2 or 3 minutes, the school made contact, and it was a success. But now they do come in quite well when they're in this area here. So I think I'm going to have to get a satellite station set up here and make them a little bit easier to track there. But awful difficult switching the frequency on the radio and swinging the antenna and everything at the same time and then running our Echolink here. So it kept me busy there for a while. Glad you guys enjoyed it. 73s, KC-8YJB.
Roger, Bernie. I don't know if you're looking at the screen, but there's a lot of people saying thank you to you. And that was copied in India and New Zealand and different places, so that's great. Now, just so that I can make a clarification here, we will have 2 audio recordings, I believe. They're going to be made available by Mark. And Mark, if you could just tell me, can you make them available for download on GB3DX? And then people could go to GB3DX and download sort of part 1 and then part 2. That will be the contact that we've just heard. So if that's possible, then that would be great. Then people can actually take the audio that you've recorded. Okay, then that's fine. So he's just confirmed that. And for anybody who's interested, if you go to the website of www.gb3dx.co.uk, then I don't know when he's going to do it, but then that will be available, and that's a contribution from you, Bernie. So that's great. That's my cell phone. Okay, back to an... Oh, I don't know what that was. Oh, just stand by.